City, Regina, putting up 28 points in that first quarter to go 28 to nothing after one. And then at halftime, it was 38 to nothing as the Regals were able to manhandle the Rockets. Rockets were able to get a late score late in the ball game by Cody Brown on a six-yard run to make it 38 to 6 to round out the scoring. That moved the Rockets to one win and three losses on the year, and they are 1-1 in District 6 competition. Tonight, we come into Pella Christian. Pella Christian comes in with a 500 record of two wins and two losses. They are 0-1 in the District 6. Last week, they played Saguenay Chiyoda to a tough ball game, losing a two-point heartbreaker. If I'm not mistaken, that was in overtime, and that sets us up for tonight's ball game. What a beautiful evening to be outside. Temperatures in the mid to low 70s, and hardly any wind whatsoever on this gorgeous early fall evening right here as the captains are meeting at the midfield stripe with the man in the white hat. And we're just about ready for football. We want to thank our sponsors who have been with us all year, Blush Boutique, Angie Lobrick, downtown Eddyville, Leffler Dirt Works with Chad Leffler, also out of Eddyville, The Country Store in Fremont, Mike and Brandy Rocky, Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness, Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen, First Iowa State Bank in Eddyville and Albia, Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant there in Ottumwa, D&D Outdoors, Dan Terrell and Darren Ray there in downtown Eddyville, and then a Windstream Communications and Fremont Funeral Chapel. We appreciate them being on board, and after a one-week hiatus, Jeff Sands is back with us here. Last week he was over at Minneapolis taking care of business over there as they were able to say goodbye to their home field and say hello to a new athletic facility. It's glad to have you, Mike, side again there, buddy.
Yeah, good to be back, Pat. It was a nice little break to get to go back and see the last game to play on Archer Field that opened up in 1960. And I didn't get a chance to see the new facility, but it sounds like the football field will be similar to this, the turf style, and sounds like it's going to be a pretty nice facility.
Rockets with the kickoff. That kickoff was a Country Store kickoff there in Fremont, goes out of bounds. I think it was Louis Winkleman who hit that. He was on the left hash, and he kicked it out of bounds over on the far side. The Eagles are going to take it, and you hate to start off with a penalty on the first kick, but that's exactly what happened. Rockets have been doing a better job of the penalty flags, but they get one right away as the Eagles come out and spread the field. Kat Marinsky, the quarterback in the shotgun position, he's got three receivers to the right side, two to the left. He takes a snap, drops back, looks right over the middle, and it's incomplete. His intended target was not quite ready for that. Jaron Glosser on the coverage for the Rockets, and that's been the Achilles heel, Jeff, so far this year, has been pass coverage.
Yeah, I'm not sure Kat Marinsky quite knew he was throwing to there. He had two guys running down basically straight up the field on both hash marks. The ball was kind of in between them, and both of them kind of looked at each other like they didn't know where that ball was supposed to go.
Kak Marinsky takes the ball, comes up the field, and he gets chopped down at the point of attack. Nice tackle in there by Wursta, and that's going to set up a third down and long. So a important play right away here, the opening stanza for the Rocket defense, as Kak Marinsky again sends three receivers to the right, one to the left. He's got a running back with him. There's a snap. He rolls to his right. He tries to turn it upfield and throws it on the run. It's caught over there. What a nice throw and a catch by Kak Marinsky.
Looks like number one, Graham Housel over there on the far side, made a nice catch. Kind of a diving catch over the far sideline. Just kept that toe and drug it in. With a nice throw over there as well, as he had chased out of the pocket by Wurst on this backside and had pressure from Jace Riley as well.
First down yardage achieved for the Eagles. Their first down of the night. Kak Marinsky takes a snap again. He's looking to throw, passes it. It's tipped, and it's incomplete. Had a chance for an interception there in the backfield, but the defense couldn't get the INT.
Early in the game, it looks like Pella Christian's going to rely heavily on that pass. We're going to have to do a better job of getting some pressure in there on Kakarinski and hopefully make him throw some errant balls.
Usually the 4-4 has been good for the Rockets in terms of blitzing, but that's usually in the run package. Here in the pass, it's a different story. Three receivers to the left. Kakarinski comes over here, pitches it, and nice hit by Glosser as he's able to knock him down at the 40-yard line. It's going to be another third down coming up and about 6 yards to go.
Yeah, that's going to be a big thing. We're going to have to be ready for that run. I'm sure Pella Christian is going to mix it up to keep us on our toes. So we're going to have to be ready to stop that run when they show that as well.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Kakarinski takes it, fires it right away on the right side, and he overshoots his man. He threw it way too high, but Powell is open over there.
Looked like Howard's aisle there again. Right at the first down marker, but like you said, it was just over his head. It was a nice tight spiral, but just a little bit too high.
All right. Fourth down territory at the 40-yard line of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and the Eagles have no intention of putting this ball away. Fourth and six from the 40-yard line. Big play here for the defense. Three receivers to the right, one left. Kakarinski rolls to his right, being chased, fires it, and it is caught again. First down yardage at the 24-yard line. He had some time on that rollout, Coach Sands.
Yeah, Kakarinski had some pressure from this backside, but just kept rolling to his right. And the offensive line was able to keep the Rockets away long enough for his receiver was able to cut back into the middle and find an open spot. And he threw a nice low spiral down there, and he went down to pick it up off the turf.
That was a fourth down conversion. Kakarinski again fires it in the end zone. He's got a man. No good. He's had to lay out there for that ball. Excellent effort there by the receiver, number 23, Jungling. But it falls incomplete. That'll stop the clock at 10:21. We're just underway here. No score here at Pella Christian. Rockets actually been here last year. They did a scrimmage prior to the season, so they have. Some of the players have played on this field. Second and 10 coming up. There's the snap. The running gives. Hit right there at the point of the attack. Nice job by the Rocket line to stop him there. Looked like worst on that stop.
The inside or the interior defensive line has done a pretty good job all season long for us, stopping up that middle there and not allowing people to run right up the middle. One thing we have to worry about is making that containment on the outside edge, making sure they don't get that corner.
All right, third and nine from the 23-yard line. All of a sudden, we've had lots of big plays so far. Here's another one. There's a snap. It's high. Kakarinski takes it. He pitches it to the running back. He makes his way up the field past the 20. Oh, they give him a good spot at the 16-yard line, but he's going to be short. It'll be fourth down and two for the Rocket defense.
Kakarinski must have got rid of that pitch pretty late. I thought he was in the defender's arms by the time he got rid of that. It almost looked like he may have pitched it forward, but it must have been straight across.
All right. Two receivers to the left, two to the right, and there's a penalty flag, and it's going to be against Pella Christian here. So that's their first penalty flag on the evening. Of course, anytime you can back them up 5 yards for free, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a big penalty there, especially on fourth down, and they had short yardage to pick up the first down inside the 15. That's going to give them about fourth and seven.
From the 21-yard line, fourth down indeed. It's going to be a big play here for the Rockets. Kakarinski sends three guys to the left, to the right, two to the left. He takes a snap, fires it really quick, and it's caught, and he's at the five, and he's into the end zone. Kakarinski the needle for a touchdown.
Looks like maybe Jungling again there, running that seam route right up the hash mark. Kakarinski did a nice job of firing the ball in there. Jungling made a nice move to avoid a couple Rocket defenders, get all the way into the end zone.
All right, the PAT. And there's another penalty flag, and they're going to call it against the Rockets. Rockets were lined up offside.
I couldn't tell if that was maybe Glosser that did a nice little jog through the backfield.
Well, that's going to cost them five. That's their second penalty. And the PAT is going to be tried the point after. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. It looks good, and it is good. And there the Eagles have it. A 7-0 lead here.
A nice catch by the cameraman up in the man lift there, right to him through the uprights.
Well, you can't get much better than that. At the 8:56 mark, a 21-yard pass by Kaczmarinski to Jungling gives the Eagles the lead. Lush Boutique in downtown Eddyville. You can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Lopperk has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize any shirt that you want to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number and then number one grandkid. They're open Tuesdays to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns and any varsity football win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Lush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And Coach Sands, if we look at that drive there, very methodical, very well played, lots of passing action by Kaczmarinski, and they were able to exploit the Rocket defense and move down the field very, very efficiently.
Yeah, the offensive line for Pella Christian did a nice job of protecting and giving Kaczmarinski some time. Even when we did have a couple plays where we were able to put some pressure on him, he did a nice job of rolling out of the pocket, throws the ball well on the run.
Here's a country store kickoff. Mike and Brandy Rocky sponsoring that. High, end over end, is going to come to Cody Brown. He takes it and moves to the far side. He's at the 20, the 25, up to the 30, 35, still on his feet, and finally rode out of bounds. Nice job by Cody Brown, taking it across the field and getting all the way up to almost the 40-yard line.
Yeah, pretty patient run that time by Cody. I thought maybe he should have kicked it in an extra gear, but he did a nice job of waiting for those blocks to develop and just kind of picked his way up the sideline for a pretty good return of about 30 yards.
You're going to say he's out at the 37. That's where the Rockets will have it on their initial possession of this ball game. Power eye formation. Power right. There's the snap. The give to the second guy. That's Van Dorn. Nice run by him. Gets up to the 43-yard line. Excellent job on first down, and Treg's got to go out because his helmet came off.
Yeah, Treg's done a pretty good job all season long of running between the tackles, getting himself going north and south up the field, and again that time got through the hole in a hurry, kept his legs churning, and picked up a good gain on first down.
Jevin Jensen is the quarterback. I heard that Blake was going to change numbers, so I don't know what number Blake is, but Jevin's underneath the center. He turns and gives to the first guy, and he's going to get wrapped up right away. That's Cody Brown. Loss of a couple. That'll bring up a big third down right away, Coach.
I think maybe that was Blake that did the little jog through the infield on the PAT. I think he went back to his original 22 number. That's why I was confused. I thought maybe it was Glosser at first, 23, but it was 22.
All right. Big third down and 7 for the Rockets from their own 41-yard line. Power eye to the left this time. Jensen spins, gives to the second guy, Van Dorn, and he gets chopped down right away at the point of attack. No gain whatsoever, and the Rockets will probably be putting here.
Yeah, not much blocking up front that time on the left side. Pella Christian did a nice job of getting some penetration into the backfield, stopping the runner for no gain.
All right, fourth down already. Fourth and 6. Rockets unable to convert a third down on their first possession. 3 and out. Jensen in pump formation. There's the snap. He's got the rugby-style run going, and he gets it off. It's going to bounce. It gets a rocket roll, and it's down there by Wursta, and that's where the Eagles will have it. First and 10 at about the, 34-yard line? So 33. So their second possession, first one resulted in an Eagle touchdown on a nice pass by Kaczmarinski. Now let's see what happens here. You know good and well that they'll be going to the air. All right. Kaczmarinski sends 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. There's the snap. He rolls to his right. Throws it back here to the running back, and he gets wrapped up. A nice read. Jace Riley throws him down. A gain of a couple on that play. Good job by Jace to stay at home.
Yeah, very good job both by Jace and the linebacker staying home that time, as Kak Rinsky looked like had everybody going to the right side and then came back over here to the near side. Both those guys were there to stop the running back after he made a short gain.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Pistol formation this time as the running back's right behind Kak Marinsky. Now he goes over to the right side, zone read. Kak Marinsky takes it right side, cuts it up the field. He's still on his feet. Nice running by him, and they'll get another first down. Unofficially, that's their third first down of the night. That zone read worked well that time.
Yeah, like you said on the way up here, Kak Marinsky is the big horse for Pella Christian. He showed at that time doing a nice job of reading that play and turning it up inside for a big first down.
Coach Bear is going to call timeout on the defensive side at 6-12 with Pella Christian leading 7-0 here at Pella Christian High School in Pella, Iowa. For all types of dirt work, Leffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of Chad's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. If you need to think about what you're going to be needing after harvest, get your reservations in now for terrace construction, tiling, and pond building. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. Oh, my. Okay, Pella Christian comes out of the timeout, and they'll send three guys to the left, one guy to the right, and they'll take somebody off the field. They had an extra man, and there comes the penalty flag. So, an illegal substitution. That's not a good penalty to have after a timeout, Coach.
Yeah, that's a tough one. If you're talking to them all on the sideline, you'd hope the 11 guys that are supposed to be in there and know who's supposed to go on the field.
All right, Kak Marinsky takes the snap. Play action. Throws it down the right side, and he is incomplete. Nice double coverage out there by Maroff. And who's that, Cody Brown? Good job on them as they were able to stay with the lone receiver that was on the right side. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock at 6:05. Second and 10 coming up. Three receivers to the left now, one to the right. Running back is offset to the left. Zone read, Kak Marinsky keeps it. Up the field he comes, the 45 to the 50, and finally he comes down. He's a hard guy to take down because of his size. He's listed at 214 pounds, 6'3". He's a load to take down.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a lot better job of tackling, getting down low around their legs and wrapping up instead of trying to hit running back and the quarterback. He runs kind of like a running back, but hitting him up around the shoulders isn't going to do the trick.
All right, third down. There's the snap. Kak Marinsky takes it, turns it up the field, and he's got that first down. Holy moly, that was a six-yard run, and it looked like he was running through the middle of the pack of defenders, but he's able to get another first down for the Eagles. Offensive line of Pella Christian is starting to dominate that line of scrimmage. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. There's a snap, drop back, fading. He throws it. It's incomplete. A nice hit there by Maroff, and incomplete pass. He timed that perfectly on that hit.
Yep. Used to be a play you'd see a lot in the NFL. Now with that targeting rule, those guys kind of shy away from that once in a while, but Blake did a nice job of getting there just a little bit after the ball did and separating the receiver from the ball.
All right. Second and 10 from the 44-yard line. Kak Marinsky, zone read, gives it to the running back. He gets stuffed in there. 63 in there. Is that Lane Judy?
I think you're right.
Lane Judy getting some PT. Good job. A kid out of Ottumwa, Iowa, is able to make that stop there on the interior line.
Really nice job again by the interior line. Kak Marinsky gave it right up the middle, and that defensive line did a nice job of closing up that hole in a hurry.
Third down. See if the Rockets can get a stop here. Kak Marinsky fires it into the flat. It's incomplete, just out of the fingertips of his receiver. and Rockets hold. Let's see what happens on 4th and 10. The ball sits at the 44-yard line of Eddyville-Blakesburg. They
looks like DeRuiter.
They trot out the punter. Indeed, trying to pin the Rockets back deep at their own end. Nobody back for the Rockets. There's a snap, the step, the kick. It's a lazy floater. It's going to bounce at the 15, the 10, and the Eagles doubt it in the end zone. Let's see if they grant them. Oh, my goodness. He was in the end zone when he downed that ball, and they're going to say he's at the one-yard line.
I'm not sure if they changed that rule that the player can be in the end zone as long as the ball doesn't cross the plane. I think that's the way they changed it in college and NFL, but I didn't know they changed it in high school, too, because he was definitely laying in the end zone when they downed that ball.
All right, from the one-yard line, the Rockets have got to 99 to go at the 4:31 mark. Eagles lead 7-0 here at Pella.
Well, that may have been a first touching if they got their hands on it before they slid into the end zone.
Well, if that's the case, then it should have been further up the field because that's where he touched it at. All right, Rockets come out of the end zone. Moff takes at the 5, the 10. He gets out of bounds over here at the 15-yard line. Nice job by Blake as he's able to run a little wildcat action and get that first down. That's a Loeffler Dirtwork run of 10 yards plus a Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
I think that's a good spot for Blake, getting him out of the quarterback position. Probably the most explosive player we have on our offensive side of the football, giving him a chance to get free and do some damage out there on the outside.
All right. Rockets send two guys to the left. Blake Maroff takes the snap. Now he tries the left side. He's got some room to run. If he can get out there, makes it to the 15, not quite to the 20 where he's down. Pretty decent yardage on first down there for Rockets. They're going to give him 5. Good job by Blake.
Yeah, it's a lot better than I thought. Originally, I thought maybe he kind of just strung it out a little too far. I thought he would have been better off turning it upfield a little sooner, but he was able to get, looks like, just short of 5 yards on that carry.
All right. Rockets at second down and 5 yards to go from their own 20. Maroff in shotgun position. Takes a snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw, and it's incomplete. He had some pressure coming in at him by Jack Marinsky, as he says hello as Maroff let go of that ball, and that went for incompletion.
Yeah, he might have been just as well off throwing that one over Cody's head and out of bounds. Just Cody had a Eagle defender all over him on that throw.
All right, big third down, 3rd and 5 for the Rockets. Last possession, they could not capitalize on third down. Jensen gives the ball to Van Dorn. He's struggling hard to get to that first down marker, and it looks like he's got it. Extra effort by Craig Van Dorn.
Yeah, good hard run again, straight ahead by Craig. Good initial blocking up front. He was able to get a good push. Craig kept those legs churning and just enough for a first down.
After getting the ball at the one-yard line, Rockets have put 2 first downs together here, back-to-back, on their second possession. All right, power eye formation to the right. There's the snap, Jensen. Looked like a trap play. I wasn't sure. He must have gave it to the first guy through, and that was Hunter Johnson. Well, he said Van Dorn was the ball carrier. I didn't think so, but gain of about 1.
No, it was
a 9 coming up.
It was 20-something. Thought it was originally going to be 23, but I think you're right, 25. Might have been Hunter Johnson carrying it up the middle.
There was some deceiving action going on. I saw Jensen try to carry out a fake. 2 receivers to the right now. High snap, but it's brought down by Maroff. He jumps to the hurdle. He gets past the 30, up to the 35. He's going to be close. That ball was on the ground, apparently. Pella Christian says they have it. Let's see what the man in the white hat. And it's a fumble. The Rockets cough it up. Maroff had the first down, Coach Sands,
yeah,
but he put the ball on the ground.
It was a nice run by Blake that time. I couldn't tell. I didn't see the ball come out, so I don't know. I thought he was down, but obviously I didn't see the ball. So apparently the officials thought the ball was out beforehand, and Pella was going to get it in pretty good field position.
No kidding. The ball sits at the 36-yard line of Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont. they're going to have to buckle down. They were able to stop Pell Christian last drive they had. Eagles lead 7-0 here in the first quarter. Eagles with the ball at the 36-yard line. Jack Marinsky, two receivers left, two right. He looks to his left, fires it quickly, and it's incomplete. There's a penalty flag thrown at the line of scrimmage, and it looks like a hold. That's going to help out the Rockets here as the Eagles have their third penalty on the night.
No, they called the illegal hands of the face against the Rockets.
Oh. You've got to be kidding me. Personal foul, face mask against the Rockets. I had already put that down as the Eagles. I'm going to have to white out that to air and give it to the Rockets. That's their third penalty on the night. 25 yards of penalty yardage so far. The ball's going to be at the 21-yard line as the Eagles get another first down. That's their fifth one unofficially. Nice run right up the gut by Vanderhorst. Takes it inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line, and the Rocket defense is kind of on their heels there, Coach Sands.
Yeah, Vanderhorst got through the line in a hurry that time. Got clear past the linebackers before anybody even got a hand on him. And we're lucky there was somebody back there because one of the safeties missed the tackle.
First and goal. Here comes a sweep to the left. Nice job by Hunter Johnson as he was able to get off of his blocker here and stop that. Actually got a loss on the play as that man was coming across the backfield on that sweep play. He was able to stop him and move him back to the 10. So it'll be second and goal from the 10-yard line. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. There's the snap. Kakmarinski looking. Short pass is intercepted by the Rockets. Up the field they come. Hunter Johnson with a D&D outdoor turnover. Buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. D&D, Dan Terrell and Darren Ray. Nice job by Hunter Johnson to stall that drive.
Yeah, two big plays in a row by Hunter. A nice job getting through the line and stopping the running back for a loss. A nice job that time by undercutting that route and intercepting it and bringing it back up to the 17-yard line.
All right, Rockets. Get it right back at the 17. Too bad they got a lot of green to go. Maroff takes it. Goes to his left. Cut it upfield, buddy. Gets past the 30. He's on the loose at the 40. Nice job of running by Blake Maroff as he gets a Leffler dirt work run of 10 yards or more and a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Nice job of blocking on the exterior out there on the edge. Maroff was able to pick up two or three blocks by the receivers on that far side, allowing him to get up the sideline for a huge gain.
All right, Rockets in the power eye formation. Right side, takes the snap, turns, gives it to Van Dorn. He gets up to the 45-yard line, up to the 50. Drake Van Dorn running hard and running tough for the Rockets.
Looks like Hunter Johnson's defensive efforts are giving a little jolt to the Eddyville offense here. Two good plays in a row puts us at midfield strife.
1:07 left in the first quarter. Eagles lead 7-0 here at Pella, Iowa. Power eye right again. Excuse me, power eye left. Jensen gives it to the first guy through. That's Luke Welsh. He hurdles the pile, gets to the midfield stripe there. Hard runner for 1 yard.
Looked like he got knocked back initially, but was able to keep his feet and kept churning, and then went and tried to jump over the pile and didn't get very far. Going to bring up third and short.
He's going to go out for a breather. So is Gage Berryman. Looked like Maroff came in, and he's going to take the snap here in the shotgun position. Jensen is split in the slot left. Cody Brown on the far left. There's the snap. Maroff rolls to his left. Running. Cuts it up the field. Gets past the 50 to about the 47 of Pella Christian. It's going to be extremely close to that first down marker, Coach Sands.
They're not even going to measure. They're moving it on down the field.
All right. Unofficially, that's the Rockets' fourth first down of the night. We're looking at 14 seconds left in the first quarter. Rockets, power right eye. oh, there was some movement. They wanted to go on that second count and fooled us and fooled Telechristian, but we'll get the 5-yard penalty. Quite a view from high atop the athletic field here at Telechristian. We can see the 4-lane. There's an ambulance action going on out there as the first quarter comes to a close with the Eagles leading 7-0 here at Telechristian High School. A full line of hardware items right near you at the country store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, the country store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin Power Tools. The country store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. Just south of that elevator in Fremont. And after the initial possession by Telechristian scoring a touchdown, there's been no scoring ever since then, Coach Sands.
Yeah, Telechristian has moved the ball deep into Rocket territory a couple times. The Rockets have played that notorious Iowa Hawkeye bend don't break defense and done a nice job of turning them away and keeping themselves in the game. And right now we've got some momentum going here on offense. Hopefully we can push it down there and get this game tied up.
All right. First play of the second quarter is coming up. Rockets are down 7-0 here at Telechristian High School. Power eye right behind Jensen. Jensen takes a snap, gives it to Van Dorn. No, he keeps it bootleg over on this side. He gets past the 50. Nice job by Jevin Jensen to gain quite a bit of yardage back and to the 45-yard line of Telechristian he goes.
Yeah, nice fake by Jensen. Had that ball hit on his hip as he had that naked bootleg here to the near side. He was able to pick back up 7 yards to gain that penalty back plus a little bit more.
You remember when he ran that play at Pekin, and he was slow out of the box. He's got more confidence, and he's been able to utilize the speed a little bit better here. All right, Moff now takes it, looks to fire it. He's got his man over there. That's Cody Brown. He makes a catch at about the 42-yard line. Going to be short of the first down, but nice zip on that ball by Moff on that pass.
Yeah, he did a nice job. Christian thought he was going to be running around that end, but he pulled up and threw a nice strike to Cody Brown. Short gain of about 5 yards, but it's going to bring up third and about three, a very manageable down here.
Okay, a big possession here as well. Rockets come up to the line of scrimmage. Power eye to the right. There's the handoff. Second man through. He almost gets up to the first down marker, but he didn't make it. That was Luke Welsh. He gets to the 40. Would have given him a terrible spot, I thought, but up to the 40-yard line, it'll be second and about 2.5 yards to go. Excuse me, fourth and about 2.5 for the Rockets. It's 4-down territory. They got to have a first down to keep this drive alive. All right, up to the line of scrimmage they come. Jensen under center. Power eye before him. There's a snap. There's a give to Moff. He's got the first down yardage, but there's a penalty flag in the backfield, and guess what?
One of our fullbacks was leaning a little bit.
Just a skosh. Just a skosh, and they did catch him. He was trying to stay down in that three-point stance. That was a huge penalty as Moff was able to burst through there and get the first down yardage, but instead it's 5 yards the other way. For the Rockets, they're racking up the yardage. That's 35 so far here, and they're going to be in punt formation. Jensen back to kick, and there's another penalty, and the Rockets had an illegal substitution as well. And that's going to be another 5 yards tacked on.
Yeah, we talked about it all season long, the discipline, either the penalties and the turnovers. And right now, after having what looked like a first down on fourth down inside the up 35-yard line, now we've moved backwards two plays, being undisciplined and getting two penalties.
All right, from the 50 will be the snap of the ball. T.J. Siniff under center, the sophomore out of Eddyville. There's a snap, the soccer-style kick. He's going to run it up the field. He's past the 50 to the 45, but he's not going to make the first down yardage there. Gutsy call. Had Jensen running up the field, and they rolled the dice there a little bit, Coach.
Yeah, that's not a bad call there in this territory. You know, you might get another 20 yards out of a punt there, but they got the ball at the 41-yard line, which, you know, where our defense has kind of stopped in the last couple of times. We were, Coach Bear is saying some confidence. Maybe we defense can stop them here again.
All right. Jack Marinsky brings them up to the line of scrimmage. He sends three guys to the right, one to the left, running back behind him, and now the running back shifts over to the right side of Kakmarinski. There's the snap. He looks to his right, fires it quickly, and it's incomplete. Nice job of defense over there by Glosser. Good job. That'll bring up second down. Clock stops at 9:28.
That's one thing we're going to have to step up is our pass defense. I know we've been working on a lot in practice, figuring out where everybody's supposed to be and what their assignments are. We're going to have to do a really good job tonight to keep Pella Christian at bay.
All right, there's the stamp. Zone Ray Kekmarinski takes it up the center of the field. Boy, the big boy. He gets past the 45 up to about the 48-yard line. And once again, they need to be tackling down around the ankles.
Yeah, Pella Christian's line that time did a nice job of blocking up front. Once Kekmarinski read that play, decided he was going to keep it, he just shot through there. Like it came out of a shotgun.
Third and three from the 48-yard line. There's a snap. Rolls to his right. Pitches to the right. He's got some room to run. Nice tackle in the open field by Blake Maroff. But it'll be after he gets that first down yardage. And the Eagles officially have 7 first downs in the first half. Third down's been the Achilles heel for the Rockets tonight so far. Here comes the Eagles. Not sure what happened there, but
looks like the old fumble Ruski play there for a second.
Yeah, well, it sure did. Man in the white hat is okay, it was a play. I don't know what really happened, but a loss, or not a loss, but no gain on the play. It makes it 2nd and 10, and we'll see what happens here. Kakmarinski, two receivers left, two to the right. There's a snap. He rolls to his left. He fires it quickly in the flat, and he's got his man. A nice hit out there by Brett Wurstuff. Taken down, but not after an 8-yard gain.
Yeah, nice job by Brett to get over there and keep him from picking up any more yards, keep him short of that first down. A nice hit.
Rockets need a turnover here to stop the drive. It's 3rd down and 2 from the 38-yard line. All they got to do is get a couple of yards here. Three receivers to the right. Zone read, handoff, and right up the gut he goes. He does have the first down. Nice run right up the gut for the Eagles.
Yeah, that interior line is going to have to stiffen up a little bit. They're starting to run straight ahead there. Fella Christian's offensive line is doing a good job of getting that push right there up the middle.
All right, three receivers to the right, one to the left. Kakmarinski in the shotgun. There's the snap. Looking to throw to his right. He's got a man open. He's made the catch. He's at the 10. Makes a cut. He's inside to about the 5-yard line. First and goal comes the Eagles.
Yeah, nice route that time. Back right there, kind of in the middle of what looks like we're playing the zone defense. Settled in there. Kakmarinski made a nice throw. A good run and a nice touchdown-saving tackle about the 7-yard line.
Duggar with the reception. The ball sits at the 7-yard line. Defense needs to come up with another stop. Run to the left side. Jet sweep, and he's going to take it into the end zone. Good job by the Eagles on that. Worstead tried to make a tackle in the backfield, but he couldn't do it. And a 7-yard touchdown run puts the Eagles on the board again. At the 6:55 mark in the second quarter. PAT attempt is going to take place. There's a snap, the step, the kick, and it's blocked. Rockets block it, and now keep the score 13-0 here at Pella Christian. Your chiropractic needs to be met in downtown Eddyville at Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Feldhausen provide you with the comfort you are looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Feldhausen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness. And, you know, you think about that series of events, Coach Sands, the fourth down that we tried for, and even prior to that, we had a first down, but we had a couple penalties there that moved us back to make that fourth down attempt even longer. Pella Christian was able to capitalize and take it down the field to get another touchdown on the board.
Yeah, the thing that kind of concerns me about that drive is Pella Christian kind of took it right at the strength of our defense. Those middle linebackers and that interior defensive line, they've done a pretty good job of defending the run all season long. They did have the one pass down the middle that was a pretty big play for them, but other than that, everything else was kind of on the run on that play.
All right, here comes a country store kick by Pella Christian, and the flag is flying. It must have been offside. On my Thunderbolt app, the Twin Cedars and Wayne game is in a lightning delay. And you got a smarty pants phone now. You got the Thunderbolt app also on your smartphone.
The Twin Cedars, which game?
Wayne and Twin Cedars.
So it must be some out west or down south.
Must be down at Corden. So that penalty will move the ball back for the Eagles 5 more yards. They've got only 3 penalties on the night for 15 yards, where the Rockets have been flagged 6 times. All right, here's another country store kick, and he gets end over end, coming down to Moff here at the 20-yard line. He brings it back, and they say that he was down. His knee was down. I question that call. Boy, oh boy. But nevertheless, the Rockets will have it at the 20-yard line. Kind of like a infielder on a ground ball putting his knee down. I didn't see it. But the Rockets will have it at the 20-yard line. 6:52 on the clock in the half. Rockets down 13-0 here at Pella Christian. Jensen under center. There's the snap. Give to Van Dorn. Nice run by him up to the 25 and past the 25. Good job of running by him. Albia 7. Centerville, nothing. Colfax Mingo, 7. North Mahaska, 6. Mid Prairie, 13. Sigourney Kyoto, 7. That is Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont's opponent next week. From Ike Ryan Field, Rockets up to line of scrimmage. 2nd and 4. Another pitch to Van Dorn on the right side. There's a penalty flag thrown at the lineman, and there is a Rocket lineman that is down, and he is hurt. But the man in white hat is going to call a penalty. Let's see who it's against. Trying to figure out who that lineman is. Not quite sure from here. Looked like a 7. Hope it's not T.J. Sinniff, the center.
That may be Jace Riley.
71 is Jace Riley. Yeah, Jace the senior. He's hobbling with the help of the staff to get off. He's holding his right leg up a skosh. And the penalty is, in fact, against the Rockets. I didn't catch what the call was. Chop block. They had the problems with that last week. And Pella Christian declines the penalty. They'll take the down, and it'll be 3rd down coming up.
Does look like a little bit of a storm brewing down there, just south on 35, south of Des Moines, moving towards Corden.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're not down that direction. There's a handoff straight up the gut. Van Dorn, the ball carrier, he gets stopped after he crosses the 25 to about the 27-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and about four for the Rockets here, and they've just not been able to put anything together. They've had a drive of a couple of first downs back-to-back, but after that, they've been able to not be in the forward position. Jensen takes a snap. Soccer-style run. Rugby kicks it. Nice. Driving the runner back. It takes an Eagle bounce and bounces at the 36-yard line, where the Eagles will have decent field position here once again at the 5:16 mark. First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket Athletics. Jack Marinsky comes over to the sideline. His dad is the coach. You always like that coach's son type mentality. They just seem to be able to know what the plays are, able to run the plays, and there's a late man getting on the field for Pellet Christian. They'll call a timeout. That's their first one of the first half. Rose Sports Bar and a restaurant, whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their mini TVs or their gigantic 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Grill there in Ottumwa. 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their nightly events and specials. What a gorgeous evening here at Pella Christian High School. The Rocket faithful has made the trip from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area down the four lane. Coach Sands, you can't get much better than this on a Friday night.
Nope, this is what Friday nights in the fall in Iowa is all about. Some good high school football. Didn't have to travel too far. Nice facility up here. Beautiful evening. That's just what you look for.
Jack Marinsky's got three receivers to his left, one to his right. There's the snap. Zone read. Nice tackling by the interior of the defense there as they were able to read that play. That's Jensen on that tackle, 72. Cam Hardy, it says. Cam Hardy made the play there. Good job by Cam, the sophomore from Eddyville. Two receivers left, two to the right. Jack Marinsky takes a snap, looks, fires it deep downfield, and it's incomplete. Excellent job of defense by Worstead, but they throw a flag. He turned around and played the ball, and they're going to get him for pass interference.
Now, it looked like he got a push on the receiver before he got turned around to look at the ball. He was running pretty well with his stride for stride. I thought that's all he needed to do was turn and look for the ball, but it looked like he did make some contact.
Well, Christian will get a first down out of that. That's their 10th first down. And that's another penalty against the Rockets. Running play. Nice job by the defense there to stop them. After the little gain on the play, they'll bring up second and about nine.
That's more like what we're used to seeing out of our Rocket defense. Looked like Gage Berryman that time coming up from his linebacking position to fill that hole, stop the running back just before, after he got across the line of scrimmage.
All right, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Jack Marinsky in the shotgun, takes the snap, rolls to his left a bit, fires it in the flat, got his man, and Duggar makes the connection and gets out of bounds at about the 40-yard line, short of the first down, but just by a couple of yards. It's going to be third down and short coming up.
Yeah, nice job by Kakminski that time, rolling to his left, opposite of his throwing arm. Did a great job of getting his body turned and throw, making a nice throw out there to the sideline.
All right. Rocket defense needs to keep him out of the end zone here before halftime. Three receivers to the right this time, one to the left. Kakminski takes a snap, runs option right, pitches the ball. He gets past the 40 to about the 37-yard line. First down yardage achieved again for the Eagles.
Couldn't tell for sure if that was Jaron Gloucester maybe who came up and made that initial hit. Made it right at the line to gain for the first down, but fellow Christian running back was able to push him back and pick up the first down.
Kakmarinski takes it right up the gut. Nice running on his part. Hunter Johnson was able to take him down at the ankles, but not before he gains about 7 yards. Make it six. It'll be second and four coming up. 3:35 on the clock here before halftime. Rockets are down 13-0 here at Pella Christian High School. Two receivers left, two to the right. Kakmarinski takes the snap. Looks to his right, fires it quickly, and it's caught. And there's a penalty flag. Looked like Moff was on the receiver, but they'll defensive holding is the call, and it's going to be declined by the Eagles. Well, it might have been a touchdown-saving hold. All right. From the 18-yard line comes the Eagles as they get another first down here. And officially, that's their 12th.
It's lucky they don't tack that on to the end of the play.
Yeah. All right. Kakmarinski throws for the end zone. It's incomplete. Nice job by Cody Brown to break that up. And Kakmarinski had a couple of guys he could choose from. Cody Brown was able to come off of his receiver and break up that play. That stops the clock at 3:10. And I've been impressed with this kid here from Pella Christian.
Yeah, he throws a nice football. Cody Brown, like you said, did a nice job that time of basically coming over there and making a jump ball play. If he doesn't come off there, Pella Christian receiver's got that in the end zone.
Kakmarinski rolls to his right, hits his man at the inside the 10, and he gets down at the 6-yard line. It's going to be a first down again for the Eagles. It'll be first and goal. It'll be a fun game with Iowa City, Regina, and Pella Christian throwing the ball over. There might be close to 800 yards of offense that night.
Yeah, I'd say there's probably definitely the best two throwing quarterbacks in this district and maybe in all of 1A.
Kakmarinski fires in the end zone. It's incomplete. One of the few times he's been way off his target. He had his man open, but he just overshot him on that play. 2:48, they're able to utilize the clock, stop it, and conserve time. They've utilized one timeout. They still have two, as does the Rockets here. But momentum is everything here, Coach Sands. They got to keep them out of here some way, shape, or form. Second and goal from the six. There's a snap, zone read. First man gets hit hard. And there's a penalty flag thrown right at the point of attack. Holding is going to be called against Pella Christian. So that's going to be an interesting call. The Rockets will probably take that yardage, back them up. Is that the 8-yard line? So that put them back to the 18.
Yeah, inside the 10, that's a tough play to, even though it would bring up third down, be third and 8 instead of second and 18, goal to go.
All right. See if Kakmarinski's got a fade route in his arsenal. He's got two receivers left, two to the right. There's the step, and he draws off the Rockets, and he was been going on the first count all the time, but threw the Rockets off that time for another penalty.
I couldn't tell who that was over here on the it's a defensive tackle on this near side, but
I need to point out names of that Luke Welsh.
You talk about discipline again. The penalties are just eating us up.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Kakmarinski takes the snap, rolls to his left, looking, fires it into the flat. It's caught by Duggar. He's ridden out of bounds, close inside the 5. Once again, the Eagles are able to get some separation on that wideout, Coach Sands.
Yeah, after getting moved back to second and 18, now they're third and four instead of where we would have declined the penalty, third and eight. But you hate to second guess that. If we don't jump off sides, it still would have been a lot better situation. But that was a nice throw again and a good play on that far side by Duggar.
Three receivers to the right, one to left. Kakmrinsky takes the snap. He runs it to the right side and he'll walk into the end zone. Touchdown. At the 205 mark, Kakmrinsky takes it in from 4 yards out. He made it look simple as he took that snap, read his blockers, and took it off tackle on the right side. PAT attempt coming up. They're going for two. Receiver to the right. There's a sweep jet on the left, and he gets in for the two-point conversion to make it 21-0.
It's just not what you're looking for as the Rockets coming into halftime, giving up another touchdown there after a couple big penalties. Now you're hoping that you can get the ball here and maybe make something happen on offense. Just got to get the momentum swinging the other way before we go into the break.
We need another Cody Brown 80-yard touchdown return like he had a couple of weeks ago. D&D Outdoors, buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by, and you can get your deer hunting license right there at D&D Outdoor. Hunting season coming up as well. You can get your reservations in for a spot to get your taxidermy done at D&D. For all types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors in downtown Eddyville. All right. Eagles. Going to tee it up again. Number 50. Brewer. Left-footed, soccer-style. Country Store kickoff is low line drives. Bounce. Nice bounce for Cody Brown. He brings it here on this near sideline at the 25. He cuts it upfield, and he's going to get to the 30-yard line where the Rockets will have it first and 10. Looked like he wanted to come a little further over here on the near side, but he cut it back up, and Carl Christian kind of had it pegged on that.
He had a couple blockers on this near side, but Pella Christian did a nice job of pinning him against that side and making him cut back. And even though they had a couple guys, our blockers were able to pick up, they had the pursuit there. When he did try to cut back up the middle, they were there to make the play.
All right, Rockets send two guys to the right side. Maroff rolls to his right, batted down at the line of scrimmage. Guess who? Kakmrinsky is able to come in and bat that ball down. Wow, what an athlete. At a 1:52 left in half, Eagles lead 21-0 here at Pella Christian. He's just a sophomore.
Maybe we won't have to play him our senior year.
All right. Rockets with the power eye formation. Under center is Jensen. He pitches it to Van Dorn on the right side. Gets past one guy. Gets up the field to about the 35-yard line. Nice running on his part. As the clock continues to wind, about 40 left. He'll bring up third down and about four or five. Take your pick. As the Rockets need to get a couple of first downs together. It's been tough sledding. I think they've only had one possession where they've had a couple of first downs back to bat. That's when the ball was at the 1 yard line. All right, Rockets break the huddle. Jensen under center, power eye. There's the snap, the toss. There's a ball on the ground, a fumble. Who's got it? And the Rockets do, in fact, cover it up. They had trouble last week as well, Coach Sands. You didn't see it, but Hunter had some problems with the pitch. Whereas the week before, they had a great job at West Marshall running that play. But the past 2 weeks, they've been fumbling that pitch back.
Yeah, again, that's just kind of discipline. You're looking to run the ball before you actually get the ball into your hands. Looked like he didn't receive it very softly. Kind of just bounced right off. And luckily, we were able to pounce on it and not give Pellicrisian the ball at the 30-yard line.
KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and the lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will set you straight. There's a snap on this punt and a nice end-over-end lazy kick that comes to the 34-yard line. Duggar takes it. He cuts to the left side, breaks a couple of tacklers up to the 45-yard line. He goes. Actually, they give him a couple more yards to the 47.
Yeah. Jensen kind of out-kicked his coverage that time as Cody Brown was down there within about 5 yards, but Duggar made a nice move on him and just kind of froze him in his tracks and was able to get past one more guy to get around the edge up the sideline and almost to midfield before he was knocked out of bounds.
He didn't do the rugby run that he usually did. He just punted that puppy. And when you say outkicked his coverage, you're absolutely correct. With 50 seconds on the clock, you do not want to have a Pellicrisian score here. Jack Marinsky takes it, runs up the center. He's past the 50, up to the 45, and into Rocket territory at the 38. Holy moly, Jack Marinsky with a big-time run.
Yeah, that zone read has just been eating up the interior of our defense. Pellicrisian's done a nice job of blocking up front, and Jack Marinsky's just been taking that off.
Rolls out to his right, throws it, and it's going to be incomplete. He overshoots his man. There was good defensive pressure on that play. Gage Berryman getting in on the action there. Well, it was Cam Hardy. Good job by the Rocket interior line there.
It almost looked like Kat Rinsky may have been a little indecisive right there. It looked like he was wanting to maybe run off that zone read. Ran into a back of a few linemen that had some pressure from the Rockets, then just threw it downfield about 40 yards.
All right, 37 seconds on the clock. Before halftime, Eagles lead 21-0. Three receivers over here on the right, one to the left. There's a snap, a zone read up the middle there. Got a couple of yards, and there's a stoppage of the clock. Timeout Eagles, and that's going to be their second one of the first half.
Isn't that their third timeout? I thought they took one right before we punted to them to get for their second timeout.
Well, I'm going to have to check with the official on that one. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Lobrick has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your own shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number on it, and then say, number one grandson. Open Tuesdays through Saturdays. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique. Like them on Facebook. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Four Pellicrisian, actually two to the left. There's a snap. Kat Marinsky in the middle of the field, throws it, it's caught. He's on the loose at the 10, the 5, and he's going to go in for a score. A 33-yard pass for the Eagles puts it in before halftime.
Just the opposite of what we were hoping would happen early on that last drive. We were hoping the Rockets would take one down, but we turned it over on a punt and then gave Pellicrisian enough time. Now they had a big pass play down the middle for another touchdown. Just kind of puts that momentum even deeper in their favor.
Oh, boy. There's a snap, the step and the kick. It looks good, and it is good. And the Eagles lead 28-0 here just before halftime, and it's not what the doctor ordered for the Rockets. Loeffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work needs. Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS system on all of Chad Loeffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching, and you need to think about what you're going to need after harvest. Get your reservations in now for terrace construction, tiling needs, or pond building. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And that drive didn't take very long at all. It was about a minute and a half that they had to work with, and they were able to utilize the short passes and the runs as well to advance down the field and get a score before halftime. All right, here comes another country store kickoff for the Eagles. Back deep is Moff and Cody Brown. End over end, it's going to drive. It's into the end zone. Then there'll be a touchback. The best thing about that is no time goes off the clock for the Rockets, but on the other hand, you don't get a chance to see Cody Brown use his speed to get loose. From the 20-yard line, the Rockets will come up. The last three drives have started from the 20-yard line. Field position has not been in the Rockets' favor at all. Cody Brown, far right side, Jensen in the right slot. Moff to take the snap. He rolls to his right, looking downfield. And now he fires it. It's incomplete for Jensen. You can't throw it down around his ankles. He's not very good at bending over and catching that puppy.
No, you're better off throwing it up over his head and letting him go up and get it as opposed to trying to throw him down around his knees.
He can climb the ladder, that is for sure. Stops the clock at 18 seconds here before halftime. Rockets down 28-0 to Pella Christian. The play clock is at 10. They finally break the huddle here. As under center comes Jensen, takes the snap, pitches it to Hunter Johnson, and he cuts it up the field for a little gain. And that'll keep the clock running at 10 seconds. And that's probably going to be the last play of the half. That indeed. And Pella Christian is able to go ahead 28-0 at halftime and absolutely dominate both sides of the ball and not give the Rockets any advantage. Scores of interest across the way, Albia 21, Centerville 0, Sheraton 7, Oskaloosa 0, Wayne and Twin Cedars, 8:30 kickoff, and Clark and Davis County 0-0. Colfax Mingo 14, North Nyack 13, Mid Prairie 20, Sigourney Kyoto is 14, Ankeny and Ames no score, as well as PCM and Collins Maxwell Baxter no score there. Fort Madison, Fairfield 0-0, Harmony Moravia 0-0, a tumble of 14. Iowa City High 0. That's kind of a bit of a shocker. Lead 28-0 here at halftime. Pat Powers along with Jeff Sands and the Rockets gave up a cheap touchdown right there before halftime to make it 28-0. Things haven't been going very well on the Rocket attack. Penalties, we're looking at 9 in the first half unofficially. Pella Christian had 4 turnovers. Rockets had 1 fumble, and that was a costly one. On the other side of the coin, Hunter Johnson had an INT on a Kakmarinski pass early in the ball game to thwart off a drive there. In the first quarter at the 8:56 mark, Kakmarinski had a 21-yard pass completion for a touchdown. PAT was good. In the second quarter at the 6:55 mark, a 7-yard run for a touchdown for Pella Christian. PAT was no good. Made it 13-0. And then at the 2:05 mark, a 4-yard run to make it 21-0. A 2-point conversion was good. And then with 24 seconds left on the clock, so when you think about it, Coach Sands, in between the 2:05 mark and the 24-second mark, the Rockets had the ball for about a minute and a half and couldn't do much with it and had to turn it back over on downs. And the Eagles were able to utilize the arm of Kakmarinski, a 33-yard pass, and the PAT was good to make it 28-0 at half.
Yeah, excuse me. We talked about this, you know, kind of all season long. You hate to be the dead horse, but it comes down to discipline, turnovers, and penalties. If we go back a couple of weeks to West Marshall, we played a pretty clean game, looked good up there. Offense was able to move the ball, put some points on the board, and our defense did a pretty good job of stopping West Marshall to get a victory up there. We're kind of going to need to do the same thing here in this half, get away from those penalties and turnovers. In the first half, we had some opportunities there. We were right in the game, moving the ball a little bit, and then that discipline kind of hurt us. We had some penalties and some turnovers that stopped some drives. And then our defense just gave up some of those big plays. Pella Christian was able to score on some short clocks.
One thing that I've noticed about this squad, they respond very well to halftime adjustments. They were able to score four touchdowns in that second half against West Marshall in that victory earlier in the season. Let's see what happens here. Last week, even against Iowa City, the Rockets were able to score a touchdown in the second half. Let's see how they are able to respond to coaching at halftime. They'll be receiving the kickoff. Unofficially, I have Pella Christian with 14 first downs, whereas the Rockets have four on the ball game unofficially. And we'll see how the second half will turn out here as the Rockets are on the field waiting for that kickoff. The Eagles have yet to take the field. Now they do. And we'll be getting ready for the second half. During halftime, we noticed that the other Friday night lights are on over there. Pella High School, Pella and Knoxville knocking heads. Pella leads 7-0 in that ball game. And I'm sure there's interested parties wanting to know how that's going over there as well. Here comes a Country Store kickoff here for the second half. Pella Christian kicks it deep end over end. And it looks like Cody Brown takes it right up the gut, and he gets up past the 25-yard line to about the 26-yard line. And that's where the Rockets will have a first and 10 to start this second half. All right. Coach Bear said that they would run the ball. We'll see how the offensive line does against the Eagles here in the second half. Power eye formation. There's a snap, the pitch to Van Dorn. He tries the right side, gets up to the 30-yard line. Nice run by Tregg as he is able to pick up about 7 yards on that first down. That'll bring up second down and about four.
Yeah, a little bit different run that time than we're used to seeing out of Tregg. He got out on the outside, was able to get around that corner. Good blocking there to get him around that corner. And good gain on first down.
Power eye. Jensen pitches it quickly to Van Dorn, left side. He cuts it up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Tregg Van Dorn running hard and running tough. And just like I said earlier, the Rockets are responding to those second half adjustments by the coaching staff.
Yeah, the offensive line seems to be coming out kind of pumped up, doing a pretty good job up front, getting a good push. Tregg Van Dorn, two good hard runs here to start the second half.
All right, the ball sits at the 43-yard line of Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. The official referee, man in the white hat, has got an official timeout here, and he's talking to the far linesman. And he's going to relay a message to the bench over there for Eddieville. And somebody's got to come out. They're sending two people out, Hunter Johnson and Luke Welch. I don't know what happened, but in comes the substitutes. Looks like Kopke's one of them. Not sure who the other one is, 76. Brenniger, C.D. Brenniger. There's a snap and the give to Van Dorn. He tries right up the gut. Stood up at the point of attack, but able to lunge forward for gain of a couple. Second down and 8 coming up.
And not much Heffernan runs the middle of that time. Fella Christian did a nice job of getting a good push into the middle of the line there and had no room to run.
I wonder if they had to change their jerseys. If they were on the line, they had to have a different number. I wonder if that's what happened. We'll see what happens here. Jensen, naked bootleg to the left side. Got some running room, and Duggar makes a high tackle on him, but he does gain about 3 yards. But it's going to bring a third down and long. Third and about 6.
It looked like he was a little hesitant, not sure which way he wanted to go. If he would have just turned hard and cut up the middle and put his shoulder pads forward, I think he would have had a little better game, but he tried to wait for his block and get around the corner and didn't use his full speed.
All right, Jensen pitches it to Van Dorn. He cuts it up the field, hops up one tackler, gets close to that first down yardage. Trey Van Dorn, nice second effort, but he's going to be coming up short. It's going to be fourth down and about 2. Now make it 1. Now that's 1 1.75. The down marker guy on the other side had a little shake and bake going on. I couldn't quite tell. And we've got an official's timeout here again. He's in the Rocket huddle talking to the Rockets. And the man in the white hat is going to come over here to the Pella Christian side this time and talk to head coach Kak Brinsky. And man in the white hat's pointing fingers. Let's see what happens here. Rockets look like they're going to be going for it on fourth down. Fourth and 2 from the Eagle, 48. Big play here early going in the second half. There's the snap to give to Van Dorn right up the gut. He's got the first down and more. He's still on his feet past the 40-yard line up to about the 35-yard line. Trey Van Dorn with a nice burst of speed.
A great push up front that time again by the Rocket offensive line. Pella Christian had it stacked up looking to stop that short yardage gain. And once he got through, Trey just kept those legs churning for a big gain on fourth down and a big, huge play on this first drive of the second half.
Those wrestling-type legs helped him out a lot. Same play, kind of. Van Dorn gets hit hard, but he tries to go forward every time he does. He's been getting some positive yardage. He's inside the 35 to about the 34-yard line, and by far the best drive that the Rockets have put together tonight.
Yeah, Trey's done a good job of that all year long, just keeping that shoulder square, running downhill, kind of straightforward, keeping those legs moving and running hard.
Second and 8 comes the Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. Power eye formation. There's a snap, toss to the left. Van Dorn gets hit in the backfield, slips and falls. And down he goes. There's a penalty flag coming in late. And let's see what happens. If by chance, hopefully it'll help the Rockets out by being a face mask. We'll see here. The man in the white hat is talking it over. Here it comes. It's a personal foul. Low to the head. He was tapping his head. I didn't quite see that one. But it's a personal foul. He was tapping the back of his head. I've never seen that call either. Too bad he doesn't have a microphone. He can give us the what for. 15 yards. It's going to mark it back to about the 50-yard line. I can only imagine that it was a blow to the head some way, shape, or form. All right. Rockets are back in their own territory at their 48-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and about 25. And that was a big, big penalty here in the first half. Second half. And the Rockets are going to take a timeout. Their first one of the second half. The Country Store has a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store here in Fremont. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin Power Tools. That Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. Just south of the elevator there in Fremont. You talk about a momentum killer. The Rockets were on the move, had a nice drive going. I let the cat out of the bag maybe a little bit too soon. And then it's a 15-yard penalty against the Rockets. They call their timeout, the first one of the second half, to kind of settle them down and say, hey, we've got basically three plays here to get a first down. We don't want to give it up here on the first possession of the second half. Albie up 28-0 on Centerville. Sheraton 14, Oskaloosa 7. Twin Cedars and Wayne, they're still in a rain delay action. They're going to reevaluate the weather at 8:30, so news on that should be coming in soon. Davis County 14, Clark nothing. Colfax Mingo 14, North Mahaska 13.
I don't have quite the update. Mine says Albie 41, Centerville nothing.
Holy cow. Albie taking it to him. Ma takes it. He's looking to pass it deep. He's got a man open. Oh, right through his hands. Jensen had it. There's a penalty flag thrown by the back judge. Let's see what happens here. I hope Jensen didn't push off. I didn't see him if he did.
I think maybe a little hold.
Hold against Pella Christian. So that's going to give the Rockets new life. Good play. Call on that. 28-0. Is our score here at Pella Christian. And that, ooh, it won't give him a first down.
Nope, that's only a 10-yard penalty from the original line of scrimmage.
Okay.
Still got 15 to go.
All right. That's a unfortunate incident. Van Dorn taking it, and he gets swarmed under. The Eagle attack has really come to play here on that series of downs. Now they got wholesale substitutions for Pella Christian on the defensive side of the ball here on third down coming up.
Notice they've kind of done the old hockey line change a few times on defense, both in the first half and a few plays here in the second half.
Well, that's how you get experience, you know. You get those kids some playing time, get them some experience. They grow a little bit that way. And Coach Bear wants to get to that point in the juncture. He certainly does. Just hasn't been able to get the kids there yet. Halfback pass, again, it overshoots Cody Brown. He had a step on his band, too. Excuse me, that was worse stuff. But he just overthrew him by a little bit there.
Yeah, like you say, we had that kind of thought in my mind that that might be a down and distance where we might pull that out of the bag. And initially it looked like he was covered downfield, but he was able to get a couple steps there at the end and a little more air on that ball, and he might have been able to run under it.
All right, fourth down and 15 from the Pella Christian 41. Jensen is in there, but that doesn't mean he's going to be punting the L. Now he's going back in punt formation. So on the initial drive, looks like the Rockets are going to turn it over on downs. There's the snap. Soccer-style rugby run. End-over-end kick is going to come down at about the 10-yard line, and the Rockets are going to down it inside the five. Good job, boys, of covering that punt, and it's going to go all the way to the one-yard line. Good change of field position on that one.
That's something that's a little bit new to me, too, how that you used to have to punt the ball right away, otherwise you'd have illegal people downfield. Jensen ran about 3 or 4 seconds, and people were probably 25 yards downfield before he ever punted the ball.
The rules of the game. I don't know them all by any stretch of the imagination. Rockets need to get a turnover here if they can. Jack Brinsky on his first play of the second half. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Zone option read. Jack Brinsky keeps it. He brings it out of the end zone. Boy, oh boy, he's up to the 6-yard line. That kid is tough.
Yeah, he kind of runs the ball like Craig Van Dorn. Anytime he gets the ball going forward, he's going to get some positive yardage. Tough to bring down, especially if you're going to hit him up high above the waist.
Boy, he's just a sophomore, too. It's not like that he can go to the pros next year or college. He's going to be sticking around for a few more years. Two receivers left, two to the right. There's a jet sweep to the left side, and the Rockets are able to bottle him up. Nice job of game tackling there as Glosser was able to spin him back. But he gets past 10 to about the 12. Yard line, and they get first down yardage out of that. Just enough for the first down, their first first down of the second half. So Pell Christian kind of gets out of the hole there. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Pat Marinsky ready to take the snap. Looks to his right, fires it right away, and it's broken up nicely by Glosser. Good job on that particular play.
Yeah, good interior defense that time by Glosser coming around the receiver and knocking the ball away without making contact with the receiver before the ball got there.
I led you astray. It was Maroff who was able to stick his hand in there. All right. Eagles come at the line of scrimmage on 2nd and 10. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Katmarinski rolls to his right, throws a screen pass. It's caught at the 15-yard line, but down immediately. Good job of linebacking there by number 52 for the Rockets. I think it was Hunter Johnson there.
So they announced Johnson over the PA system.
Kind of surprises me because 52 is not on our side. All right.
Now, if they had to put some guys on the line of scrimmage, they might have just pulled some jerseys from wherever they could find them.
Kakmarinski rolls to his right, hits his man on the run. He backs up a little bit, gets past one tackler, and is spun out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. First down achieved for the Eagles. Wow.
Yeah, we're just having a hard time putting three consistent plays together on defense. We did a nice job of knocking the ball away by Maroff. Hunter Johnson doing a good job of staying home to break up that screen. But then Kakmarinski gets loose on rolling to the right side and finds the man just for enough for a first down and makes a good move to pick up even more yardage.
He's able to throw on the run very, very, very professionally. Pass over the middle is almost caught. Duggar had it in his hands and he couldn't hang on to it. He was open in the middle of the field. And it falls incomplete.
Yeah, if he was able to get his hands on that one, he had lots of room to run.
He'd be doing the happy tune in the end zone, I'm sure. Second down coming up. Need to have a stop here by the defense. Like you said, Rockets haven't been able to put three stops together. Here comes a pitch to the left side. And a nice job by Wurster to come up to make a tackle, but not until he gets past the 35 to the 36-yard line. There'll be a third down coming up.
I'd like to see Coach Bear mix it up on defense a little bit and bring some pressure to try to get Jack Marinci to have to get rid of the ball a little quicker than he would like to.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. There's a snap. Zone option read. Kakmarinski right up the gut. He's on the loose at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 25. He's dragging it backwards. And down, he'll finally come at the 10-yard line. Kakmarinski with a huge run right up the gut.
Yeah, just when you talk about maybe putting some pressure on that to make him get rid of the ball, he pulls his own read, and we had nobody stay home. Our guys looped around the edge instead of coming straight up field. Left a big hole for him to run right up the middle. Luckily, Blake Moff was able to grab a hold of the jersey and hold on for dear life until somebody else was able to help bring him down.
Of course, Blake's a small guy. He was hanging on for dear life for sure. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Kakmarinski takes a snap, looks, fires it in the end zone, and it's incomplete. Nice job of breaking it up in there by, looks like Moff was back there. Van Dorn, one or the other. Yep. That had six written all over it. Second and goal coming up from the 9-yard line. Rockets need a stop here. This is Pella Christian's first drive of the second half. Remember, Coach Sansa started at the 1-yard line. There's a snap. They do a jet sweep again to the left side. Nice job of tripping him up here was Wursta. He was able to knife in and get his hand on that runner at about the 5-yard line.
Yeah, good job that time. As soon as Wursta saw that that was a run play around his side, he came off his receiver to come up and make that tackle.
All right. Third and goal from the 5-yard line. I can see Kat Marinsky calling his own number again here, Coach Sam. Let's see what happens. There's the snap. Yep, it's a quarterback keeper. He gets chopped down right at the line of scrimmage. Good job by Wursta. And they'll bring up fourth down from the four. They'll make it the three. And right here, you don't want to say this is the game, but it definitely is going to help a lot matters if they can keep them out of the end zone here. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Kat Marinsky. Here comes the zone sweep to the left side again. He's in trouble if the Rockets can get him down. Tackle him, boys. And he gets into the end zone. Oh, my goodness. He is able to break some tacklers and drag them into the end zone for the score.
Like we talked about, they're hitting them high. We had him back there about the four-yard line, had two guys up around the shoulders, weren't able to bring him down. He was able to keep his legs driving. We'd have been down around his legs and pulled him down, but he was able to push his way for four more yards with guys hanging on top of him.
Oh, that was a big fourth down play. Here comes the Eagles on the PAT kick. Point after try. And there's some movement on the Rocket side of the ball. And they'll move the ball half the distance to the goal line. And even though not much yardage there, you still got to add it on there.
Yep, they declined if they're going to keep it at the two.
Okay. All right. PAT. There's the snap, the step, the kick. It looks good. And it is good. And that'll make the score 35 to nothing here at Pellet Christian. And we've talked about this ball game. We were thinking about Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Pellet Christian, and Sigourney Kyoto being teams 2, 3, and 4. Everybody's got a chance at those positions. Iowa City, Regina, the big steamrolling machine, is, I wouldn't say, roll through easily to number one, but it looks like it's going to be a big battle for whoever it is to knock them off. But seats 2, 3, and 4 are wide open for anybody.
Yeah, we need to get our composure here and start playing some good football in the second half and build some confidence back for next week. Not only does that extra touchdown put the game even further out of reach, but now we're at 35 to nothing. That's going to put the clock in Pellet Christian's advantage, too, as a continuous clock starts now at a 35-0 score. So even if we were trying to come back in the game, that's going to work against us as well.
Now you got that math wizardness working big time as well, so the continuous clock will come into play on this country store kick by Pellet Christian here. Back deep is going to be Cody Brown and Blake Moff end over end. It's going to go drive into the end zone. Good job on the kickoff as it's not even wind aided. There's not much of a breeze at all on that particular kick, but he was able to drive that puppy into the end zone. Rockets will have it from the 20-yard line, and that was a familiar place for them in the first half. Lots of their drives started on the 20. That Pellet Christian drive, Coach, was 99 yards. Pretty impressive for a high school team. All right, Rockets with it. Pitch it over there on the left side. He's trying to get it up the field. Gains about 3 or 4 yards. Not sure who was the runner on that. I think it was Van Dorn.
I think it was Maroff out of the, you know, like the Wildcat quarterback.
All right, Blake with it. Now bring up second down and about 7 or so. Rockets with the power eye. There's the snap. The toss to Van Dorn. He cuts it up the field. Past the 25, up to the 30. Good job by Traeg, and it's going to be close to the first down. Let's see if they mark it left foot or right foot. And they give it to us. First down.
Extracurricular activity back here in the defensive backfield. I'm not sure. It looked like there was something a little late. I'm not sure who he's going to call it on.
Dead ball. Unsportsmanship against Pella Christian. So that will be Pella Christian's second penalty in the second half. 15 yards tacked on, moves it all the way up to the 45-yard line of Eddyville Blaisburg Fremont. Anytime you get 15 for free, you like that. All right, that's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down. We might as well get them in there. Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen in downtown Eddyville. Under center is Jensen. There's balls on the ground. Jensen is able to... No, he doesn't get it. It's still loose. Let's see what happens here.
It's like they're spotting it for third or second down.
All right, so he did fall back on it. Boy, it was loose for a little while. Somebody made penetration on that defensive line, Coach Sands, and threw off Jevon's timing, and he kind of wasn't able to hand the ball properly to the running back there, thus causing the fumble.
Couldn't tell if he was trying to hand it off or if he was faking and going to pull it out and roll out here to the right, but whatever happened, we're lucky we got the ball back.
All right, second down. There's a toss pitch to Hunter Johnson. No, it's Maroff. I'm sorry. He throws it incomplete for Berryman. They've had that play snuffed out. Once again, he's going to his left, and he's throwing back across his body. Looked like he was tailing away from instead of driving that ball forward.
He definitely didn't step into that one. He was kind of falling back and throwing it, like I said, falling not only back away from the line of scrimmage, but rolling to his left as well and trying to throw that right-handed. He was a little out in front of Berryman.
All right, Jensen under center, power eye formation for the Rockets. Pitch again to Cody Brown. He tries the left side. He eludes one tackler and then gets hit and out of bounds. He'll be way short of the first down. There'll be fourth down coming up. As the clock ticks to 5 seconds in the third quarter, 35-0. The Eagles are in the lead after three quarters. The Fremont Funeral Chapel, when a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Home to provide you with honest, dependable, and professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you are in need. 641-933-4315. And we appreciate all of our sponsors that have been helping out this year with our broadcast here on KIIC.3. There'll be a rebroadcast of this ball game on Sunday night at 9 p.m. on Thunder Country 96.7 FM. You can listen to the rebroadcast only on 96.7. And, of course, tomorrow night, KIIC will be on the radio with Iowa State football. They'll be taking on the Baylor Bears from Jack Trice Stadium. It's a late ball game, 7 o'clock start. And hopefully Jack Trice will be rocking and rolling as the Cyclones need to get on the winning track in Big 12 play against the Bears. Where does Iowa go? They play Purdue. Is that on the road or in Kinney? I think it's on the road. Of course, the Boilermakers are a team Iowa can handle. They should be able to handle them. As we get ready to start this fourth quarter here, Jensen in punt formation. He's been doing the soccer rugby run, low snap, and there he does the rugby run. He gets a nice kick, end over end, drives the guy back. He touched the ball. It should be a wide ball, and the Rockets may have it. If they do, yes, it's a D&D, outdoor turnover. D&D, buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. You can purchase a gun there on any purchase. Get a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Good job by the Rockets there, as they were able to pounce on that ball. There's the break we need.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was over the kick returner's head. He was backing up, and I thought he was just going to let it go, but as he was back, he reached out and tried to field it and wasn't able to get a hold of it.
Van Dorn takes that toss to the right, cuts it up the field on the right hash mark, gain of about one on the play. Got to take advantage here. Now he moves the yard marker a little bit more, make it two. So gain of two, second and eight coming up for the Rockets here at the 18-yard line of Pella Christian. This is the best field position by far for the Rockets. Running straight up the gut, gets inside the 15 to about the 12-yard line. Going to be third and short. They're firing off the ball on that play.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Coach Bear said to that offensive line, but they seem to have been doing a better job of getting off the ball this second half, opening up some things straight ahead there for the running backs.
Jensen under center, turns, gives to the second man through. Nice run by Moroff. He's in for the score. Touchdown, Rockets. A 12-yard touchdown run.
Good to see the Rockets get in the end zone, a little momentum builder and some confidence there. Kind of take advantage of the break that we got there from the muff punt by Pella Christian. Guys did a nice job of running that ball. The offensive line did a great job on those three-play drive to get into the end zone.
All right, two-point PAT. Jensen turns, pitches to Cody Brown, trying the right side. He leaps into the end zone and makes it. Good job by Cody Brown. Makes the score 35-8. That's a Blush Boutique touchdown indeed. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Lobrick with jewelry, clothes, shoes, home decor. Personalize your own shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan on it or your kid's jersey number. They're open Tuesday to Saturdays. Blush Boutique. They can be found on Facebook as well. All right. Get that goose egg off of there, and they responded kind of like last week against Iowa City. Iowa City was up 38-0, and the Rockets were able to tally a score, and Cody Brown took it in that time as well. This time it was Blake Maroff on a 12-yard run to put the Rockets on the board 35-8.
And you talked earlier how we've kind of been a second-half team this year, coming out with some good momentum in the second half and a lot more fire in our belly. And it's good to see the same thing here after taking advantage of the turnover. And we really had some good momentum on that first drive as well until we had a little problem with some penalties. But good to see the Rockets still playing hard out there. Hopefully we can make some good things happen here on defense and get the ball back and get it back down the field again.
All right. Pella Christian anticipating a onside kick here. Louis Winkleman teeing it up for a country store kick. They break the huddle. Louis Winkleman, number 50, left-footed soccer-style kicker. He approaches. Well, and there's a there is a whistle. Let's see what happens. The Rockets are going to call timeout. Interesting. That'll be their second one of the second half. Did that kind of surprise you, Coach Sands?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They had something going on that Coach Bear didn't like the looks of, or I don't know exactly why you would call a timeout there.
All right. Loeffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work needs. Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of Chad Loeffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. If you think that you need to have something done after harvest, get your reservation in now for terrace construction, field tiling, or pond building. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And, I see you're checking the Thunderbolt app there, Coach Sands. Any earth-shattering news?
Albie is up 49-0 over Centerville now in the third quarter. Sheraton leads Oskaloosa 21-7. Twin Cedars has been postponed at Wayne till Monday now, so that storm must have rolled through and they didn't think they were going to be able to get it in. Davis County leads Clark 28-7 at halftime. barn burner. Colfax Mingo leads North Mahaska 14-13 in the third quarter.
Onside kick and deep by the Rockets. The ball is loose, and it looks like Pella Christian is going to be pouncing on it. That ball was hit perfectly by Louie Winkleman, and it just rolled along the ground. It looked like it was going to be perfectly timed, but it looks like the Rockets touched it at the 49-yard line. Yep, they're going to move it up. At least that's what the one referee says. The Rockets touched it before the 10 yards has been achieved on the kick. So the Eagles will actually get it in Rocket territory. They were very close to pulling off that onside kick. The 49-yard line of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. The Eagles will have it. Kakmrinsky sends two receivers to the left. There's a run, and Kakmrinsky running through tacklers, and finally he's bulldogged down. There's a penalty flag coming out. It looks like it's going to be face masking. Cody Brown was trying to tackle him high, and he's half the size of this Kakmrinsky kid. That's a 15-yard penalty there on the Rockets. Now move the ball very, very quickly to the 20-yard line, and then some. Make it the 19-and-a-half. First down for the Eagles. After that, short kick, and then the run by Kakmrinsky in the 15-yarder of penalty yardage. Two receivers left, two to the right. Jet sweep to the left again. Rockets are able to sniff it out and finally get him down that time. If they would have done that the first time, they had him earlier in the third quarter, they would have kept that last score out. Gain of about one.
Did a lot better job of tackling that time than they did on that touchdown run over here where he was able to get 4 yards with about three guys hanging off of him.
Second down coming up, second and nine from the 18-yard line.
Tumblers extended their lead 28-0 over Iowa City High in the third quarter.
All right, here comes the Eagles. Kakmrinsky fires it. It's batted down at the line of scrimmage. Good job by the Rockets there, as number 61, Austin Engel, was able to get his mitts up there and bat that ball down. A sophomore out of Munnerville, Iowa.
Yeah, it'd have been nice to see another tip drill interception like we had last week against Iowa City Regina. Line doing a good job of knowing that they're not going to get to the quarterback, getting their hands in the air and knocking that pass down.
Gage Berryman was nominated for play of the week with that play there that you talked about. Kakmrinsky rolls to his right, fires it in the end zone. It's intercepted. A D&D outdoor turnover. Cody Brown was able to get the INT in the end zone. The Rockets are able to dodge a bullet there as Cody Brown climbed the ladder. I didn't think he'd get a wrestler and get that high, but he was able to jump up and make that play. Kakmrinsky get enough air underneath that ball as it fell into the hands of Cody Brown. He was able to secure it, and Rockets will have it at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, that's a huge play for the Rockets after taking that gamble with the onside kick and the momentum swinging huge in Pella Christian's favor after that big gain in the penalty. Stopping them there is going to give a big momentum shift to the Rockets.
All right, that play got blown up in the backfield by an Eagle defender. Somebody missed a block there. And we've got a penalty flag afterwards. The man in the white hat is looking at the Rockets, and that's not going to be very well. There it comes, unsportsmanlike against the Rockets. Somebody must have said something bad. Van Dorn's leaving the huddle, but I don't know if that's who was the culprit or not.
That didn't look like any action against the other team. It looked like they maybe weren't too happy with maybe a call on that high tackle or something. Maybe said something on the way back to the huddle the officials didn't like.
Second and 21 from the 8-yard line. Pitch to the right side to Cody Brown. He turns it up the field. He's still on his feet at the 20, the 30, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 40. He cuts back. He's up to the 35-yard line of Pella Christian. Cody Brown was on his horse and just about broke it. But there's a penalty flag back at the 15-yard line. Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't that just figure?
Oh, my heartbreak.
I couldn't tell for sure. Was that Jack Marinsky that eventually chased Cody down?
Oh, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. That kid's been all over the field.
I'll tell you what, Cody lost his balance, and I thought they were going to catch him, but he regained it, and he ran away from those two guys that were right behind him. Somebody, I couldn't tell for sure, it looked like either number two or number seven that chased him down to make him change his path. But all for naught.
Oh, a huge gain is called back on that penalty there. Oh, my goodness. All right, 8:48 on the clock here in the fourth quarter, 35-8. Rockets take it, snap it, pitch it to the left side, and Van Doren's going to be flung down after he gets past the 10-yard line. That'll bring up third down and quite a bit for the Rockets. Yep, third down and about 17. Make it 19. 35-8 is our score here. Rockets break the huddle. 8 minutes will be on the clock. Power eye formation. Jensen under center. Takes the snap. Busted play. He's scrambling. Cuts it back to the left. Gets it past the 15 to about the 16-yard line, and for having a busted play, he did pretty good to get back to the just about the original line of scrimmage.
I couldn't tell. It looked like he was wanting to roll to his right and throw over there to the far side, but there was good pressure on the far side by the Pella Christian defensive line. He had to come back this way and just decided to tuck and run. Did a pretty good job to pick up, looks like, 6 or 7 yards.
Okay, it'll be 4th and 12. For the Rockets here, and you definitely want to send this punt deep on this play. Jensen in punt formation takes a snap, step and kick. It's a wobbler over to the right side. It's going to bounce at about the 48-yard line. It's picked up by the Eagles, and he gets back up to the 47 or 8-yard line. So good job by the Rockets to cover that punt. All right. Belt Isaac Chiropractic for all your chiropractic needs. See Dr. Dustin in downtown Eddyville at Belt Isaac Chiropractic and Wellness. He'll provide you with the comfort you are looking for through a skilled care and wellness program. Belt Isaac Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. That's in downtown Eddyville. High snap as the second string of the Eagles are in. And they're able to swing this ball over on the right side on a running play. A loss of a couple. He's down at the 45-yard line of Pella Christian, where it'll be second and about 12 coming up. Well, it's a good time as any to get your JV squad a little bit of PT here.
Yeah, the continuous clock is only 6.5 minutes. Down 27 right now. You'd like to see some guys out there getting some playing time.
All right. There's the hard count, and Hunter Johnson stepped over, and the Eagles will get 5 easy yards. He had his ears pinned back. Now wholesale substitutions coming in for the Rockets as well. They'll send in a new wave of defenders as Rockets have had quite a few penalties tonight, Coach Sands. 6 here in the second half.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see the game last week, but after being at West Marshall and seeing a clean game played up there, it's kind of frustrating to see us go back on that discipline.
Incomplete pass over here to the near sideline. He overshot his man by a little bit. You can't blame the kid. Coming off the bench, throws his first pass. got to be a little bit excited playing on a Friday night. Just a freshman. Hayden Vroom, 119-pounder. Run up the gut is stopped there by the defense of the Rockets. Van Dorn at the bottom of the pile there. They'll bring up fourth down. And back comes the number one unit. See what they're going to do here on fourth down. Fourth down and about six. They'll go into punt formation. Jack Marinsky is the up man, though, and there's a penalty flag. And it's an illegal substitution. Yep. Called against the Eagles. That's only their third penalty in the second half. They only had four penalties in the first half, so you can live with that. And it moves the ball back to about the 46-yard line. Rockets send a couple guys back to receive this punt. There's a snap, the step and the kick. It's a high kick. It's going to bounce. And it's going to take a eagle bounce, but they'll down it at about the 25-yard line. And the Rockets have it with 5 minutes left on the clock. Down 35-8. To a fellow Christian squad that has really dominated on both sides of the ball. Their passing attack has been outstanding. The running attack has been just enough to keep us off balance. And they're going to come away the winner here tonight. All right. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. They'll bring in their second teamer as well. Hand off to the tailback. Matt Cobbler took that snap and handed off to the second guy through. He gained about 2 or 3 yards. Good to see Cobbler back out there. He had his bell rung a few weeks back and had a concussion. First time he's been back out on the field for a little while. Turns, hands it off to the second guy through again. Nice running by the interior of the line. They say Boyer, that beat Dakota Boyer. Third down and about three. Would that be something if they got a first down? All right. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. There's the snap. Turns and gives to Boyer again, and he's going to get stopped short. 4 minutes on the clock. You'd like to think that they do it. They'd go for it on fourth down here. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, at this point in the game, you're already down 27. It's not going to make any difference if we give the ball over right here. Give these guys an opportunity to pick up a first down on fourth down.
All right. Fourth and three from the 28-yard line of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. There's a snap to give. And he gets hit right at the point of attack, and he is not going to make it. They'll turn it over on downs.
Yeah, it's hard to know if the second string doesn't know all the plays, but it seemed like fourth and three, Pellet Christian had everybody kind of stacked up right there. Not sure that running that ball straight ahead was quite what we were looking for, but they ran hard.
All right, Pellet Christian with the ball. Hand off to the running back. He's on the loose over here at the 30. Cuts it back to the 25. He's on the loose at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Pella Christian. A 34-yard run by the second stringers comes at the 326 mark. And yep. He'll be sleeping good tonight.
Some good blocking up front there, and he made a good turn around the corner. Then there's just some missed tackles and white jerseys tripping over each other, clearing the road for him to make it all the way.
All right, the second string kicker is even in. He's a left-footed soccer style. There's a penalty flag as the Rockets jump the gun. Let's see what happens here.
Coach Bear's got to be pulling his hair out as many times as we've jumped off sides over there.
They got wholesale substitutions coming in on this. I think they're going to go for a two the way they're bringing out the reinforcements. Why not? That'll move the ball closer. They haven't moved the ball closer yet, though, have they? And they say start the play clock. It's at 23. Well, it's the second string that's going to kick the PAT. The left-footed soccer guy is in there yet. There's the snap, the hold, the step. It looks good. And it is good.
I think we were offside again, this time on the other side, but they didn't call it.
Good. 42-8 is their score after the PAT is good. And the Eagles got the foot on the gas, that's for sure. Windstream, KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do a KIIC dig. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep directly for the best value and lowest price and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. As the score balloons to 42-8, Pella Christian set to kick it off here. A country store kickoff out of Fremont. Mike and Randy Rocky, as they get ready to go. Rockets with a couple guys back deep at about the 15. There's a kick end over end. Drives him back to about the 11-yard line. Up the field he comes. And down he goes before he gets to the 30. So about the 28-yard line. Looked like number 20, Dakota Boyer, was carrying the mail on that play.
Yep, Cody did a nice job. He got the ball and just kind of took off straight up field, made a good cut back up the middle, and ran hard and got about as much as he could out of that one.
Got an injured Rocket on the play there, Jason Brazel. Hopefully it's just a cramp issue. As he's being helped off by the medical team over there on the Rocket sideline. Jason had a couple of good welds today in class. I was pretty proud of him. Rockets under center. Cobbler tosses it to Boyer. Tries the right side. He gets around one guy, and then he runs out of room and runs into a stack of Eagles. He gains about 2 or 3 yards on that play, though. He's not afraid of contact, that's for sure. Let's give him 4 on that carry. You betcha. Second down and 6 coming up for the Rockets with 2:53 on the clock.
That guy at the down marker can't decide where. He looks like he keeps moving. He's almost 5 yards.
Yeah, he's doing the shuffle there. Rockets trying the left side of the line this time, and it's the JV squad on both sides. They'll probably be butting heads on Monday night here. Might as well get to know each other sooner than later.
Yeah, nothing like a little pregame warm-up.
Somebody's happy to see us. 18-wheeler going by on the 4-lane with his horn honking. Cobbler rolls to his right, trying to turn up the field. Nice run by Cobbler. They get that first down of Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness first down for the JV squad. That equals the total unofficially that the Rockets had in the first half.
Yeah, good blocking over there on the right side, enabled Cobbler to get around the corner, and a nice run by Matt that time.
All right. From the 43-yard line of the Rockets, first and 10, Cobbler hands off to Boyer. He gets chopped down after he gained a couple. Matt Glosser is in there, the senior out of Bluegrass Road. Glosser takes it over the Boyer takes it over the right side, gets close to the 50-yard line, where it'll be third down and about two or three as we got a 1:30 left in the contest here. Pella Christian leading 42-8 here on a Friday night when the Rockets needed to, well, they didn't need to have a victory. It would have been nice to have had a victory. They wanted to have a victory to stay in contention for that second spot in District 6 as the JV squad's able to get another first down out of that. Good job by them with the 1:12 left on the clock.
After watching Pella Christian play tonight, this will put them at
1-1 in the district.
They just played Regina. Is that who
their loss last week was to Sigourney Keogh?
Oh, they lost to Sigourney in overtime. That's right.
So that's who we play next week. We'll play the Cobras there at Ike Ryan Field. And that, for all intents and purposes, yeah, that'll be a must game for the Rockets. They got to come out hitting on cylinders there in the beginning of the ball game. Once again, I thought they responded to the coaching at halftime, but by that time, we're too far down in the hole. Cobbler barely gets back up to the line of scrimmage as he rolled out to his left side. No gain on the play. It'll be third down and about six as the clock is under 20 seconds, 15 now. And Cobbler runs about halfway back to the sideline and then back to the squad. I doubt if he can get the play off here as we get to 6 seconds, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And that is the ball game. Line up and shake hands, gentlemen. 42-8 is our score here from Pella Christian. A little bit of a surprise. I thought the Rockets were going to be able to hang with the Eagles a little bit better, but the passing attack of Jack Marinsky was phenomenal tonight, and he was able to thread the needle on lots of his throws. He was on target. I hate to think what his percentage was, probably close to 70-75% for the evening. He did throw a couple of interceptions on the night, one in the first half, one in the second half, but the Rockets had the penalty bug happening again tonight. They had way too many turnovers. Looked like 10 unofficially in the first half, and then in the second half they ended up with 6 penalties. Only had one fumble loss, though, in the first half. They put the ball on the ground 3 times total. So you have a plus for that. They've been able to handle the ball better. In the fourth quarter, Blake Maroff was able to get a 12-yard touchdown run, but the tail of the tape was in the first half as Pella Christian was able to jump out to a 28-0 lead, score a couple more times in the ball game to make it 42-8. Coach Sands, what are your thoughts?
Pella Christian was definitely ready to play tonight. They came out in the game. Like you said, they were hitting on all cylinders on both sides of the ball. Kak Mirsky was doing a great job of throwing the ball. When they needed to, they were hitting well on that jet sweep, and Kak Mirsky was running the ball well in that zone read as well. Defensively, they did a pretty good job. Anytime the Rockets would get some momentum, we'd get some kind of penalty or a turnover to just kind of take away our offensive rhythm. We just didn't quite have what it took to string together a full drive. We came out in the second half, looked like we were going to do some good things. And again, we talk about penalties and turnovers, and looked like we were going to drive down that first drive there and maybe get some momentum going, and 2 big penalties push us back, and we give the ball back to Pella Christian. And it's just, you don't want to say it's coaching, but I think it's all the discipline of the boys. You know, the offside penalties and all those different things, just something that those boys are going to have to take care of themselves. They can't rely on the coaches to do that for them.
So true, so true. The Rockets dropped to 1-4 on the season overall. 1-2 in District 6. Pella Christian improves to 1-1 in the District 6, and they go to 3-2 overall on the season. Our sponsors at Fremont Funeral Chapel, appreciate their assistance. Windstream, call Danielle if you want to get that deal that KIIC got. Danielle at 641-888-0134. The D&D Outdoor Turnovers, Dan Terrell and Darren Ray, buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition right there in downtown Eddyville. Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, they've got some great specials going on, and they got the big screen TV for that big football game you want to watch. First Iowa State Bank, they've got a branch in Eddyville. Got the hometown bank there in Albia. Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness, Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen sponsoring those first downs that they had tonight. The Country Store in Fremont for all the kickoffs, Mike and Brandy Rocky. Leffler Dirt Works for the 10 yards or more run. Chad Leffler, proprietor out of Eddyville, for all your dirt work needs. Coming up with fall dirt work for terrace construction, tiling, and pond construction. Make sure you call Chad at 226-2231, and then Blush Boutique, Angie Lobrick, downtown. You can get your official Rocket gear down there at Blush Boutique. So the Rockets will come home to the friendly confines of Ike Ryan Field for a, not a must game, but a, definitely a big, big, big game if they want to stay in contention for a playoff spot and a upper level finish in the District 6. They'll be taking on the Cobras. Of course, last year, Coach Sands, the Rockets were able to travel to Sigourney. It was homecoming over there, and they absolutely manhandled the Cobras, shut them out in that ball game. If I'm not mistaken, it was something like 32-0 for the ball game. That's the absolute trouncing that the Rockets were able to put on the Cobras. We'll see what happens this year as the Cobras travel to Ike Ryan next week. For Jeff Sands, this is Pat Powers wishing you a good evening and a so long. And until next week when we talk to you from Ike Ryan Field, wish you a good week and a safe week as well. Until then, so long, everybody.